Parshas Shlach. There's a remez always at each parsha, how many psukim are in the parsha. Parshas Baloischa has Kuf Lamed Vav psukim, clue. Kuf Lamed Vav, the remez is, there's always a remez, Mehalalel. What's the Shaykhis Mehalalel? The Parshas Baloischa? I don't know, but we'll connect it to Shlach. Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer Histakel B'shloisha Dvorim Ve'enat Aboli De'Aveira. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Histaklus, the ganze Parsha Shlach, from the beginning of Losur Esa'oritz, all the way through Parsha Tzitzis of Veloy Sasuru. It's all about Histaklus, how you should look, what you should look, what you shouldn't look. That was what Akavya ben Mahalalel was saying. If you're Histakel B'shloisha Dvorim, Enat Aboli De'Aveira. The emes is, there's a remes, and it's in the parsha. It says in the parsha by the Meraglim, Uri'isem es ha'aretz, Uri'isem, histaklus. At the end of the parsha, by Tzitzis, it says, Uri'isem oiso yuzachartem es komets vayis Hashem. But the emes is, that there's a third place in the Torah where it says Uri'isem, twice as in this week's parshas in Shlach, as mentioned. But there's also in parshas Shmois, Uri'isem al ha'avnoyim, by the Miyaldois. The pasuk says, Uri'isem al ha'avnoyim. So there's a remes. As far and bring, Balaturim does this a lot. This is not from a Balaturim, but the idea that if a word is mentioned in a few places, there's a connection. So there's the three Estakel b'shloi shadvarim. There's the three Uri'isem. What's the three things of Estakel? The Mishnah says over there, Me'ayin basa, la'on ata hoylech, lifnei mi'ata osid litin din v'cheshbin. Uri'isem al ha'ovnoyim. That was by the Miyaldois. Me'ayin basa. Uri'isem es ha'aretz, la'on ata hoylech. Uri'isem oisoi uzachartem es kol mitzvayis Hashem lefnei mi'at osed litein din v'cheshben. On that Mishnah in Ovis by Akavya ben Mahalalel, the Goyin, who's always mitzayin, bichlal in Pirkei Ovis, the Goyin is mitzayin mekoiris, Ovis mechlal di'ika toildois. What's the difference? Ovis is mefurish b'kro. The Goyin finds mekoiris for everything in Psukim, for everything that's in Pirkei Ovis, and he's mitzayin the posuk in Koheles. Zechoir es boir echo. B'yimei b'charusecha, says the Goyin, quoting a Medrash, and it's a Yerushalmi. Boyer echa could be read three ways. Boyercha, be'ercha, and boyercha. And that's me'ayin bosa. Me'ayin bosa from the rechem, from the be'er. La'onat ha'hoylech, the boyer. That's where you're buried. And lefnei mi'at ha'osad li'tein din is boyercha. So zechoyer, if you want to remember, the mistakel in the shloisha dvarim. The boyer, the be'er, and the boyerei. The remez is also given by Soita itself, who was not mistakel. The oinish of the Soita, the process includes ofar, mayim, and the ksav of Shem Hashem that you put into the mayim. The mayim is the me'ayin bosom, itipa, from the mayim. La'onat ha'hoylech is the ofar. Lefnei mi'at ha'asad litin din v'cheshbin is the ksivas Hashem. So it's all there in the remez in the parsha of Uri'isem Oisai. The emes is Rab Chaim Ivalozhin. In Pirkei Avos, he says that on this thing of histakel b'shloish dvarim, tzitzis is meitzitz min acharakim. Tzitzis is to be mistakel. It says in the parasha, this week's parasha, it says in tzitzis, the parasha, three times tzitzis. Zokta Reb Chaim Ivalozhin. Me'ayin bos is the first one. Ve'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfei b'gdehem le'doi roysom. Doir hoylech v'doir bo. You're coming from somewhere, from previous doiris. La'anat ha'hoylech is v'nosnu ala tzitzis ha'konof psil techeles tachlis, the soif. La'anat ha'hoylech eventually to the tachlis. V'hoyo lechem letzitzis u're'isem oisoi u'zachartem lefnei mi'at ha'osad litin din v'cheshbin. So from the beginning of the parasha till the end of the parasha, it was all dork, this three in yonim of istachlis. The truth is, if you medayik in the Mishnah though, when it says me'ayin bosa, first it says me'ayin bosa, la'anat ha'hoylech, it just flat says me'ayin bosa. The emes is me'ayin bosa, the mefarshim say. Me'ayin boso, from a neshama that's chatsuva al kiseh hakovoid. A person has to realize that be'etzem me'ayin boso, he has a neshama gavoya. He's also from a tipas rucha, right? You have to be godless ha'odom of Slobodka and the ich bin agarnished of Navardik tzazamin. That's what an odom is. An odom is adam el elyoin and min ha'adoma. In the me'ayin boso alein, there's the two chalokim. There's the me'ayin boso from an Neshama Gavoya, and there's the Me'ayin Bosa from the Tipa Srucha. It says that the Gemara says in Soita Dav Hei, that there's no Tchias HaMeisim for a Balgaiva. So there's a pshat, and the Inyankiva brings an interesting pshat. Why is there no Tchias HaMeisim for a Balgaiva? Because the emesis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what's the makar for Tchias HaMeisim? Many pshat, and one of the pshatim is, the Gemara made a Kal V'Chomer with the Bas Bita Shel HaKesar, asked, where's the makar for Tchias HaMeisim? So she was answered, a Kal V'Chomer, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make Chayim from a Tipa Srucha, he could zikr make Chayim from Ofer. Yeah, but this Balgaiva that doesn't stell on Me'ayin Bosa, he thinks he was born with his Ganser Ramach Evarim, he's Aniva Afsioid, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have the Kal V'Chomer, he doesn't have Tchias HaMeisim. Betem Felon in the Makar, that's Bederech Drash. But a Kaponim, if a person is Mistakel B'Shloish Dvarim, he won't be Lovi Lidei Aveira. The Mefarshim say Lidei Aveira. Aveira has hands, Aveira has clutches, and Aveira can clutch you and hold you in its hands. And the MSA is, this is these three histaklios, is to prevent that you shouldn't get into the clutches, the yadayim of the Aveira. But if your yadayim, or your fingers, are already clutched in the Aveira, then Avada, it's not going to help you, the Shlakla B'Shloish Dvarim. Then Avada, it's Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. The only Eitze is, bring a Marayin in the Beis HaMedrash. That's the way to be Nitzel from that. Now, Parsha Shlach, the Sfasemis talks about, they went on a shlichus. Shluchi mitzvah einam nizoykin. But something happened. Something happened. Something went wrong. But the Yisoid be'emes is, and others for him talk about this also, every person has to realize that he's b'shlichus. Everywhere you are, any matzav you're in, you have to know that you're on a shlichus. And as it says by shlichus, litkunei shedartich v'loy le'ivsi. A person has to know that kol yoyim v'yoyim, he's b'shlichus. You know, we know that Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem Behimotze, goes on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but when is Kiruhu B'yose Karoiv? So some say, Dirshu Hashem Behimotze is Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Kiruhu B'yose Karoiv, Yom Kippur, Ne'ila. No, Kiruhu B'yose Karoiv, any day. Al Necht, Adar Teg V'Nagans Yor. When a person knows, Dafka, Bezunder, when he's maybe having a hardship, Dafka then, he has to realize that's where his Shlichus is. That's when he's Bezundera close. That's when he's Bezundera close. We had in last week's parsha, it says Al Pi Hashem Yachenu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, and the Pesukim Amayrach that Uvehei Orech HaOnon. Sometimes the Onon would stay for a long time, sometimes the Onon would stay for a short time, and Al Pi Hashem, whenever it is, sometimes in some of the Membeis Masois, and every person this forum say goes through his personal Membeis Masois. This forum will talk about that, but by every one of the Masois in the Al Pi Hashem Yachenu, sometimes they stayed for months or even a few years, sometimes a day or two later, and they would leave. What was Kaveh if they would stay for a long time or a short time? Gone! Yeah, but what was Kaveh of that? So there's a Moira de Kipshat from the Leshem. The Leshem he brings from Rabbi Yitzchak Mivalojim. He says, they went into different places in the Midbar. There was klipois, there was things to be metakein. I don't know, nitzoytzes, I don't know, these and the other, but there was different things that had to be metuken in every one of the places. Zoltevissen. In a place where they stayed for a long time, Weisdeis, it was a very shvera place. It was a place that really needed a lot of tikkun, needed a lot of things fixing up. A place where they stayed a short time, didn't need that much. Steltzefer, they came to one place, and it's tunkel schwer. The Tois is gainish, the Rambam gainish, the Chavrusa gainish, the air conditioning gainish. Nothing goes schwer. Get me out of it. I want to be out of it within 2 days. No, here you're staying for 3 years. And then they come to a different masa. Come to a Vayisa, Vayachno. Moiridik, this Oiris, everything's going. Klapzach, the Sugya Shtims, everything is going gewaldig. I'd stay here for 10 years. 2 days later, I'm moving on. It's frustrating. Azoy Dav Zayn? What is that? It should have been fakir. No. That's what the Shlichus is. A person's Shlichus is, and you don't know what your Shlichus is. You don't know what Matara you were sent for. But Dafka, for every person, when he was sent for, that's what a person has to know, that was his Shlichus. And I could give the mashal. We said me'ayin basa doesn't just mean the tipas ruch, it means the neshama, lemala, the derech mashal. I'm holding stark in the middle of this man, still the beginning of this man. But Sadaz Amusig in America, I'm again in camp. I'll give you just a mashal, a kindish in the kuda, but it's a mashal. There was this kid that was in camp, and he was very homesick, and his mamish. This is a long time ago. This is in the 70s, yeah, from a long time ago. And he got a message. Someone sent him that his mother sent a package package from home, some chocolate cookies, maybe a letter, something. He's chalishing. The kid's really having a hard time. He really needs, if it would be in the year 2024, he needs to speak to someone. But he's waiting the Vila for his package. They told him that the camp driver is going to take him. He has to anyways drive by that bungalow colony. He's going to get him the package. Meanwhile, he gets the whole spitzach. He's with the camp driver. Camp driver has to take him here. He has to take there. He has to drive 20 different places. And the rest, during the day, it's ready. It's the afternoon. He says, what's with the package? He says, don't worry, we're going to get it. And he drives him around. It's 10 o'clock at night. The whole day he was driving him around. Iberal, the whole, tri-state, he's up in the whole, the Catskill, the ganze place he's driving him. Finally, 10 o'clock, the kid's chalashing, he's crying. He says, I want the package from my mommy. He says, okay, we're going to get it now. He got a Hatzalah call from the beeper. He has to run, no choice. And they come back, the kid is crying. He says, I want the package. The driver says, you didn't have a good time. I took you here, I took you there. We saw all kinds of places. I slept you around. The kid says, yeah, but I wanted to get for the package. Vahanim shal borer me'elav, the neshama, who didn't want to come down the flower. But he was told, no, there's a package to pick up. And you're driving him around, the chamoyer of the ramach evarim of the guf. And it's not, I'm not talking chas v'sholom, he didn't take him anywhere that the camp's policy wasn't allowed. He took him all kind of places. Schlept sich herum, dreht him up, a ganze tog, a ganze 7 years. He's taking him there. But I wanted to pick up the package. Not to lose focus of the person, of the purpose, of what the Ikr Shlichus is. It's Yidua, Bavost, Chofetz Chaim. Someone came to the Chofetz Chaim and he saw that he's living mamash in a place. It's all dirt floor, no furniture, nothing. And it's Gvir. And he asks him, where's all your Nechosim? Where's the furniture? So he asks the Gvir, he says, where yours? He says, ich wohne in Varsha. In Varsha, I have my furniture. So Chofetz Chaim says, yeah, Eichet. Ich wohne nicht da in Raden. Ich wohne nicht in Warsaw. Somewhere else. In Olam HaEmes. That's where a person has to know his shlichus. Now there's another thing. It's Murray that gets in the parasha. B'derech Drush. Another big sugi in the parasha. We'll see what we can get to. But there's the parasha of Afroshes Chala. Reishis Arisa Yisechem Chala Tarimu Truma Lashem. There's a word. Reishis Arisa Yisechem. Arisa could also mean it means the dough, but it also means a cradle. The cradle. Arisa is a cradle. From right away when a person gets up, when he's ninar from his arisa, you have to know if you want on a daily basis, or on a lifetime basis, or on a monthly basis, or on a zman basis, or whatever basis of we're talking about. The reishis, the anfang, when you get out of the cradle, the erst zachas tarim mitzrum Hashem. If you start the day right like that, the way to start like that is hashkivenu on the right time also, but the reishis arisa sechem, a person sets himself up that's how he wants to do his shlichus. Now the emphasis is getting back to the Etzem Parsha of the Meraglim. The Meraglim's shlichus, there was something very, very complex. Because they were living, there's a lot of different shotim, but we'll say in Akuda, they were living in a dor deya, in the dor in the midbar. It was like a ruchnius dike incubator, that everything was perfect and everything was set, and it was just, the food was available, the air conditioning was working, there was anani kovid, there was mon, there was be'er, just no zitzenlern. And they're being sent to somewhere else. And they go and they see it's Eretz Oicheles Yoshveha. The Eretz is Oichel the Yoshvim. It mamish, they become Arzius Dik. Maybe it's not the place we want to go. And the Abishta's message back to them is no, Dafka. Dafka, that's where the Arbat, we spoke before, that's where the Arbat is. In the Oilam HaTachtoin, to make a Mokim Dirum for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka Bahai Alma. That's exactly what the Rabbanu Shlomo wants. It's not a kunz. He's not looking for anything else. That's what he's looking for. You know, we learn out the concept of a minion of Asorah is Admosi Le'eda Harazah. We learn that Eda is 10. Dafka from over here, we're learning out a minion. Dafka from over here. You know, it's interesting. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Someone wrote to Rav Moshe, he lives in a Mokam Nidach. And there's a Bekoshi, a minion. There's a minion, but you know, some of the oil in the minion is not addressed the tzaddikim. Maybe it's a considered a minion. I mean, they're from the Erlchidin, you know, posh, it's not so posh. So Rav Moshe writes him back. He says, the Makar of 10 is from the Meraglim. Stays 10 Yidden. But the Dafka from there, we learn it out. Dafka from there, we learn it out. Because that's what their shlichus was. A person has to know that Dafka from the Gashmis, it's not a kunst to always just live in the to be from the Oichle Yamon. Right? Mesech Techulin is also in Seder Kotchen. Ein Kiddush, Ela B'mokam Suda. Dafka, when you're dealing hands-on with the artsiest and the gashmias. Dafka over there, you have to know you're going on a shlichus. Another interesting sugya, the Medrash Rabbah, not in every parsha, but in many of the parshas, the Medrash Rabbah starts off with the Dvar Halacha, and it says it's a Dvar Halacha that ties into the parsha. Many of the Sfarim, the Sfasemis a lot of times, other Sfarim talk about what's the Nakuda that the Medrash wants to bring out with this. Not in every parsha, but in a lot of the parshas, it Pasha brings a sugya Hilchasi, Lehilchasa, but the question is, what is Taka saying Lagabi the parsha as well? Anyways, in the Medrash Rabbah, in Parsha Shlach, it says, it's a sugya in Shabbos in the end of the first parak. Mahu lifroish liyam hagodol koydim Shabbos shloishi yomim. Shonu Rabbi Seinu, ein mafligin besvino biyam hagodol shloishi yomim koydim Shabbos. You're not supposed to go 3 days before Shabbos. The aflo in Ponim Yofis already makes a cheshbon based on the Gemara that works out when the Meraglim was sent. According to the cheshbon from the Gemara in Tainus, they were sent on Chav Tes Sivan, and he works out the day of the week based on when Matan Torah was the year before. He has a whole worked out the cheshbon that the Meraglim was sent on Wednesday. And he says that's what the remez is over here, that it's saying that when you're going on a trip, not 3 days before Shabbos. Hagam it's a pelel, like some of the Rishayim, the din of 3 days. First of all, it's a machlekes, the goyin is mesupik. Does 3 days means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Or it means Thursday, Friday, Shabbos? Meaning there's Wednesday count already as one of the days three. Are you allowed to go on Yom Dalet itself? The way the Haflah makes the cheshmin that they were able to go. But also, it's only when they're going to the Yam HaGadol. They're not going to the Yam HaGadol. They're going to the Midbar Bechlal. Now, the Guf Halacha, it's a sugin Shabbos Taf Yutes. The Rambam reads it. It's also a Simin Shalim in Onfan Kilchas Shabbos in Simin Reish Memches. And there are Kamashitas in the Rishonim. What's the Etzem Yisoid? Why a person shouldn't be Maflig in a Svina unless it's 3 days before Shabbos? Mamonoshav. You're going on this, you're going to be on the boat for 6 weeks, yeah? You're going to be on the boat for a long time. What's the Inyan of not going on the boat on Wednesday? Thursday, don't get on the boat. Get on the boat on Monday or Tuesday. What's the Inyan of Dafka 3 days before Shabbos? So Nechelku HaRishayim, the Mishnah Berurah over there with the Bir Halacha already makes a sikkum of the many shitas. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings a sikkum of 5 different shitas, we'll speak them out. Although I saw that the Stipler in Kehilas Yaakov, in the Stipler in Shabbos, also makes a sikkum. He makes a sikkum that there are 6 shitas, Shana the Gemara. Which one did the Mishnah Berurah miss out on? Very simple. One of the shitas is, and it's the shita of many Rishayim, the Toysis, the Rashbam, the Mordecha, they all say that this din is only according to Beis Shammai, that it's a Bezunder Adin, that Beis Shammai holds that there's an Isser to start something from Caleb, that starting something that's going to turn into a Malacha later. And it's not L'Halacha. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, because we don't pass it like those Rishonim, and we pass it that this Halacha is Negeya. But that's a Bezunder Rishita, that it's this whole Halacha of Mafligin Besfina is Beis Shammai, like Halacha. But like most of the Chevel of the Rishonim will speak at the Ketzara, the Balamar is because we're worried you might end up doing Malacha Be'oinis. The Ramban says you might end up having a Goy do Malacha for you. Rabbi Nachanana learns it's a var because you're going to go out of the tchum, and that has its own gedarim. Tosis over there brings one pshat. It's a gezerah shema yase chavis shel shayot, and it's a gezerah you might build a raft. And the riff says it's a problem of oinik Shabbos because the first few days when you're on the boat, you get seasick. Well, after a few days, you get used to it already, but the first few days, it's the question of oinik Shabbos. You know what's interesting? Like each pshat, what's the inyan of dafka 3 days? So 3 days. I mean, if you're worried, you might end up doing malacha, but oinis, b'shoigig this, what's have to do 3 days? Because the Gemara says in Gittin, 3 days before Shabbos is already not to Shabbos. Like the Rif, you know, especially we said it's a Shabbos, is it from Wednesday or from Thursday? The Rif says it's finding Shabbos. So go check, how long does it take for a person not to be seasick when he's on the boat? So I heard once a pshat, no, the Avad, it takes 72 hours, it's 3 days. The question is, maybe for oinig Shabbos, it's enough, this is Shabbos Shudas Torah, it's enough that by the end of Shabbos, you'll already be calmed, your stomach, so you can be Mekayim Oinik Shabbos at the end of Shabbos. Or no, that you need a full, that the entire Shabbos, you need to have Oinik Shabbos. The 3 days has to be even from the day before, the Chesh Ben Ois, the Oinik Shabbos of before. I saw the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah brings down from a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer that according to this pshat of the Rif, that it's because of the, you know, the felt in the Oinik Shabbos, he talks about in his days was Nischad, something called a Rakevet. He says that a Rakevet also, it's very, very schwer. It's Yanu, Kashikar, Minadneid, V'hoilich. And he says it might also be a problem to drive on a Rakevet. I don't know, maybe Amtrak is different. It's, you know, they promise you a smooth ride. We'll see. We'll find out.
By bar mitzvah, the halacha still applies.
What?
By bar mitzvah.
Oh, so the Gemara brings there's a chilek if it's for the bar mitzvah, not, that's about the part of the sugya. The Gemara brings the chilek of that as well. Now a little bit more b'harchava into the nakuda of the chet meraglim. They wanted to stay in a matziv that they were makabel Torah in the midbar by Sinai, and everything was taken care of, and they're living in a, you know, betoicha anonim. They're living in the clouds, in the cloud, and it's time to get down to reality. We're nearing the end of Chodesh Sivan. I saw this forum say there's Ramazim in the names of the Chadoshim that came from Babel, but Lamai said this forum a lot talk about the Ramazim. Tammuz is Rosh Hatevis, Tachas Mokoyim Vizman. Tammuz is the time when you're coming down, you know, you have to settle down into reality to realize that it's not everything is just Kulei Ruchnius. You have to confront and live Beruchnius even when you're confronting Gashmius and Oilam Hazadike in Yonim. Now it says they were punished. The Meraglim, their trip was for 40 days, and they were punished. Yoim L'shona, Yoim L'shona, Tisu Avinu Seichem. There's a famous cheshbin from Rabbi Eisel Charif. Rashi brings, there's a shayla of the Meraglim with Tzadikim, Ksheirim Nat. Rashi says a loshen at the beginning of the parsha, Ba'oysa Shok Ksheirim Hayu. So Rabbi Eisel Charif, he says a Meiridika, he says a Charifis Nikazach. The Yidin left Mitzrayim on Tes Vav Nisan. They entered Eretz Yisrael 40 years later, Yud Nisan. But as the Pasuk says, Achad Asar Yoyim Mechoyrev Derech Har Seir. The trip is supposed to take 11 days. V'li Cheshbin of the Chet Meraglim. It's supposed to be an 11-day trip. So if you want to know how long they were really in the Midbar of 40 years, it's a drop less than 40 years. It's not a full 40 years because it's not from Tes Vav. They entered Yud, that's 4 days less. Plus 11 days it's supposed to take. That's 15 days less. Exactly. If every day is connected a year, that means every hour, 24 hours in a day, every hour is a half a month. Since so the punishment of being in the Midbar is not a full 40 years, it's 40 years minus 1 hour. What's an hour? An hour is 15 days. Right? 24 hours in the day, it means each hour is connected 15 days. Punkt. Punkt, it's gecheshvan, that it's exactly that hour. Now it's brought lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tof Kuf Pei at the end of Hilchas Tainis, right before Hilchas Rosh Hashanah starts Tof Kuf Pei Aleph. But right before then, we know there are basic Tzoymos, Asara B'Tei, V'Shiva, Sebetam, Tishiva, V'Chadoyme, but there are many other Ta'aneyos that are brought down lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, that there are those that have a minik to fast. And Simin Tov Kuf Pei is the Simin that Barichas talks about these fasts. And one of them is, and it's a Shaila in the Girsha, whether it's Zayin Elul or Yud Zayin Elul, it was Mesu Moitzoi Diba Sa'aretz. We fast because the ones that were Moitzi Diba on the Aretz died. Now, the Pashtas, they died, and with the story of the Meraglim, the ones that were Moitzi Diba, they died on Leil Tisha B'Av. But as the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Nisei Kelim and the Torah and Shulchan Aruch explain, they started dying, but then as it says in the Medrash that Rashi says, "Nishtarvu l'shoinim atiburim v'teilas yoytzim l'shoinim ubon l'techtiburim," and it was a painful, long death, and it took a while, and it took all the way either to Zayin Elul or the Zagirsa Gimel Elul or the Zagirsa Yud Zayin Elul. The interesting, the cheshbon for Yud Zayin Elul, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, this is, if it was Arboim Yoim, so Mestama, their punishment should also be Arboim Yoim. 40 days after Tisha B'Av, it comes to Yud Zayin Elul. Question is, why are we fasting? Because these lechayre ba'avoid rishayim rina. In fact, the Beis Yosef the Bach, and I said, "Can't Mr. Burbin?" Ba'avoid rishayim rina. Why should we be fasting dafka on a day that these mitzayi diba sa'aretz were nifter, were died? But lemaisa again, it is brought down as one of the tzoymos. Now it's interesting over there in that same simon in Tov Kuf Pei, after the mechaber brings quite a few tzoymos that we mentioned. That are mentioned over there, and it brings the dates of them, the tarichim. There's a few dozen, the mamash, a long list in Simin Tov Kuf Pei. But then the Magen Avraham, this is something that happened later on after the Mechaber and the Ramah, hundreds of years later. The Magen Avraham brings over there in Siman Tov Kuf Pei that there's a fast on Chof Sivan. Chof Sivan is this year. It's tomorrow. Right now, today's your test, right? Yesterday, you're allowed to say yesterday was your test. Yeah. Tonight, well, it doesn't start at night. It's your birthday. What? Well, you know, Chof Sivan. Okay, Chof Sivan. The Magen Avraham brings this is in that same Siman of Siman Tov Kuf Pei. Bechol Malchus Poilin, there's a mimic to fast on Chof Sivan. Chof Sivan commemorates the Githerlich Gezeris of Tach V'Tat. There's a Moir de Gezach that the Yismach Yisrael and others foreign bring, that there's a remnant to this in Megillas Esther. In Megillas Esther, where Haman wanted to kill all the Yidden, and there was a Githerlich Gezerah, but there was a Hamapecha, V'Nahapaychu. The V'Nahapaychu, by the way, happened on Chof Gimel Sivan, also Mamash, a date that's coming now. The Shloisha V'Yesrin. Boy, that's the one place in Tanakh where it says the name of Chodesh Sivan. So the Mahapecha happened over there, but the Mahapecha happened, but then again came Gezeris Tach, the Gezer of Tof Ches. There's a Ches that's big in Chur Karpas of Shelis, and a Tof that's big in Matichtoiv Esther Amalka. That's a remes for Tof Ches, the remes for Shnas Tach, Tach V'Tat, the Geferlich Gezeris of Chmielnitsky in the Ukraine. And, okay, I'm not going to talk about Ukraine, but what they did then is Geferlich. And there's a fast on Chof Sivan to commemorate what happened, what's Nirmaz there in the Megillas Esther that happened in Shnas Tach. But this farm talk that Chof Sivan became a Heilige Teg, it's interesting. The Pasuk says, Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach. Mo is 45. And this farm talk a lot about the fact that 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. What's 45 days before Rosh Hashanah? Chamisha Asar Ba'av. 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, a person is already supposed to ask, Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach. Chamisha Asar Ba'av. Chamisha Asar Ba'av is gematria, ksiva v'chasima toiva. Oh, but we know that the Gemara darshan's Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach, Al Tikri Mo Elomeya. So 45 days before Rosh Hashanah is Tu Ba'av. Chamisha Asar Ba'av. But Al Tikri Mo Elomeya. 100 days before Rosh Hashanah. 100 days before Rosh Hashanah. Chof Sivan. Chof Sivan. It's a Heilige Teg. It's 100 days before Rosh Hashanah. We always learn Parshas Va'aloyscha and Gonna learn Parshas Ba'aloyscha and the Nechutz La'aretz, and we talk about the Chatzoytros, which is supposed to wake us up, and it's about Pesach Sheni, which gives you a try to get a second chance. And the remez is, it says, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. Kes is Chof Sivan, Ka is Yoyim HaKippurim. From Chof Sivan, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka, Milchama Lashem Ba'amolek, Chof Sivan has Bazundere, Koiches, and Tchunis. It was a special minig. Again, it, because of the Gzeres Tach, but then it became a minig to fast. And it's, yes, 100 days before Rosh Hashanah. Avoid the El Rosh. You can start chapping a rain and sittering a little bit and taking your shlichus a little bit seriously. The Baal HaTurim writes over here again, we have a little bit more time. It's a Frosh Eschala. It says, Mei Reishis Arisai Seichem, Titnu Lashem Truma L'doi Reiseichem. We know this truma in the Dagon. Originally, your mafresh truma in the Dagon. How much is truma? Chita achas, poiteres es hakri. But midarabonan, they will misakin, echad mechamishim, echad mearboim. And if you're midatoiva, and echad mishishim. The Baal HaTurim writes that over here also, may reishis arisai seichem, the pasuk starts with a mem and ends with a mem. A remez that truma ba'ayin yofe is echad mearboim. Which is a pella, because we're not talking about truma's Dagon. By truma's Dagon, it's chita achas by teres esakri and mid rabbanan deu mesak and echad me'arboyim. What does that have to do with hafrosh eschala, which is also called truma, but hafrosh eschala again is chita is garger echas a little bit, but mid rabbanan deu mesak either echad me'esrim v'arba or by my nachtem echad me'arboyim v'shmoina, but certainly not arboyim. How is there a remez from arboyim by what's it called hafrosh eschala? Hafrosh eschala is a totally different Indian when you're megaldel the isa if you're Jewish, if you're a megayer and you're not sure when the isa was. There's a sugi battle in chul and daf. Kuflam and Dalet, for those that are up to that sugya we did today. But Chala, you have to be mafresh the Chala when you megaldel the Isa. The Shach brings, there's a remez, there's a shiloh, what's the minimum shear of the Isa for Chala? According to the Cheshbonis, the Ramba makes in Hilchas Bikurim over there, it comes out to 43.2 Beitzim. 43.2. Chala's Gematria 43. The point two, there's a whole separate point about it with the Tagen maybe, but Chala, the Shach brings it as a Remez, others foreign bring it also, the Rekeach, others, the Shir for Afrosh is Chala. Chala is 43 Beitzim. Now, we said that if you want to be Mafresh to Chala, or by Truma, but let's talk about Chala, you're Mafresh Be'emes a tiny bit, and that's enough. Midrabanan, there's a shir, and there's an asina that you're supposed to give a shir chashav, 24th, or 40th, 48th, all kind of things. There's a famous Shuvas Noida B'Yehuda, where he writes, Yesh li loymar davar chadosh shed loy kidmani adam me'aylam, b'shum mefayrish ay paisik. It's a Tosfos written, Kedushin Daf Nun Ches. And there's a few other Rishonim that say it also. But again, the Noida B'Yehuda writes, Yesh li loymar davar chadosh shed loy kidmani adam mizel oylam. He wants to say that even though Chita Achas by Teres Esakri, but you're not Yoytze Nesina, the Nesina Vada has to be a Shir Choshev of Pruto, or maybe Echad Mish Arboim. The Hafrosha and the Nesina are not Shaykh one to the other. You're Yoytze Hafrosha if you take that amount, but it's still Mechayev you a Nesina of more. And who had in Fakert? If you Mafresh a huge amount, you can still give Kedei Shir Nesina to the Kohen, and then sell the rest of it to the Kohen. You know, meaning pashtus, the assumption was the hafrosha and the nesina are tzamud, are connected one to the other. What you were mafresh is the nesina. No, it's two separate things. It's you're talking to be mafresh and you're still mechuyev to give more for nesina. It's you're talking to be mafresh a huge amount, and then still the nesina might not even be required to do that. Now, just a little bit in parshas tzitzis, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis, avada is laman tizkeru, and we spoke about it in the beginning of the parasha, and it's supposed to always remind us. There are 32 strings in tzitzis because we put 8 strings on each corner, and that's lev. That the heart of the mitzvah of tzitzis avada is not just to put it on, to realize that you're doing it with your lev. It's supposed to take care of alayis asurach, alayis levavchem. We know the famous Gemara that says that it was a person that, in Menachos, a person in Gemara, that a person wanted to do a chait, and what was matzal him from the chait is that his tzitzis gave him a clap. So there's a famous vart, we've said this before other times, that from the Sar Shalom Yibels, he said, you should know that this skula, that the tzitzis, the Arba Kanfois, can protect you to the extent that it will give you a patch to prevent you from doing an aveira. It's only if you're makbed that all the strings are there, the lamed beis chutim. Because sometimes, you know, if one or two of the strings fall off, depending on the various halachas, it could be the tzitzis b'dievet is still kosher. He says, yeah, b'dievet it's still kosher, but this is not what's going to save you from the Yetzirah. And he gave a remez. And it says, Loi dibra Torah ella keneged Yetzirah. So he read it like this. That's by Yifas Torah, but he read it b'derech drush. Loi is 31. Loi dibra Torah mederaisi yoytzah. If one of the strings fall off, it's fine. Ella is 32. Ella keneged Yetzirah. You want your tzitzis to work keneged Yetzirah, it has to taka be all 32. The Gemara explains in Shabbos that be'emes la'osid lovei, he brings a pasuk in Zechariah. La'osid lovei, the Gemara says, everyone is going to be zeicha to 2,800 avodim. Gemara, Shabbos. Why, says the Gemara, based on this pasuk in Zechariah? Because on every single corner of the tzitzis of every yid is going to come 10 representatives of each one of the shivim umais. And it's a quote from a pasuk in Zechariah over there. Shivim umais times 10, 700. Four corners, 2,800, and that's the makar that, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this, in Hilchos Tzitzis, that if someone is makbin on the mitzvah tzitzis, he will be zoicha to 2,800 avodim, as it said, quoted in the pasuk, v'eser mikol umois, v'nogu b'knaf, I forgot the exact lashon of the pasuk, but that's what the Gemara darshens. So it's interesting, because in the Kisvei Arizal, it writes, that la'osid lavoi, everyone that's Nizar and Tzitzis is going to be Zeichet to 1,800 Avodim, and everyone is Tamei, and that it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says 2,800. So, where did the Arizal get 1,800? So, the Oilam Mutch is on it. The Gemara says 28, and the numbers add up to 28. 70 times 10 times 4 adds up to 2,800. So, the Goyin says, Ulay, what the Arizal meant is, because we have tzitzis is gematria 600, and it says tzitzis three times. Tzitzis three times, 1,800. So what did the Gemara mean, 2,800? Because in the times of the Gemara, they had tcheles, and konof tcheles is gematria 1,000. So when you have tcheles, then avada, the Gemara is right, that you have 2,800. Three times tzitzis, and also konof tcheles. But the Arizal was referring to when we don't have tcheles, I don't know if the Arizal had tcheles or not, but the Chido writes that it's poshut by him that the Arizal had Efer Parah Aduma. It's lo yitochen that he would be able to have those hasagas in Torah with Tumas Meis. It's not pasha that you need Beis HaMikdash dafka for Paraduma. For sure, for a few hundred years after the Churban, there was still Paraduma. When exactly it ended is a questionable historical thing, but it's written on the Arizal. Lo yitochen that he didn't have, Efer Paraduma. But about Tchelis, I don't know, but Akaparam, that's the Cheshbon. Three times Tzitzis is 1800, and then the Konaf Tchelis. Tchelis is 850, Konaf is 150. One last Ha'ara. The Gemara says in Menachos. The Gemara says in Menachos that the four corners are ma'akve zuazu. You're not yoitz unless all four corners have tzitzis. But the emesis, Rabbi Shmuel argues. Rabbi Shmuel says that it's four separate mitzvahs. Rabbi Shmuel actually holds if you have a five cornered beged, you have to put it on all five corners. Meaning it's a bazundur on a minimum of four plus. But every corner is a bazundur mitzvah, not connected one to the other. There's a famous vart that it goes like this. The Gemara says in Soita, Daf Gimel, that there are three places where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva have a machlaikis. Lagabi, certain in Yonim. One is, it says, Lo Yitama. Lo Yitama, Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus. You're allowed to be Matama. Rabbi Kiva says, Choyva. It says, Lo Oilam Behem Tavoidu. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus. Rabbi Kiva says, Choyva. And it says, Vikini Asishta. That's what's going on in there in Soita. Vikini Asishta, Rabbi Shmuel, Aim Rishus, Rabbi Kiva, Machoyva. Fred Toysvis. In Soita, Daf Gimel, Aman Aleph. We know that there's a Gemara in Makis, Daf Chav Beis, that there were Tariyag mitzvahs Nemar L'moishe Misinai, and there's a Cheshbon how to work out exactly the Tariyag. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're missing three, because he just knocked out three. Lo Yitam, Lo Yilam Tavayidu, V'kini Yisishta, you're missing three mitzvahs. Now, exactly how to work out the Tariyag, Harbe, Sforam, Nichtavolzeh, the Rasag, and the Chinuch, and the Rambam, and the Ramban, each region has his Cheshbon of exactly how you get the Tariyag. You have to take out other ones and put in other ones. You can't add too many. It always has to add up to Tariyag at the end. The Ramban is Choyluk on the Rambam and a few of them. And then instead he puts other ones in. There's a Sefer Megillas Esther that's Mefarish, Shitas Rambam, against the Ramban. It's only one place where he writes, Kan Sotku Divri Arav, Bederach Klal Hitaka agrees and fixes up with the Rambam. But Akaponim Toysis with his sheet to ask, what's Rabbi Shmuel? He just lost three on the count. So there's all kind of Toysis, but there's a beautiful pshat that this is Rabbi Shmuel, the Shitase. Rabbi Shmuel has Tzitzis is four. So it's four separate mitzvahs. Rabbi Shmuel could afford, mind the expression, to take out three of the other mitzvahs. L'shitasi, he's able to say Rishus, because he beforehand already has four for tzitzis. Good.